This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by OTC.watch, where investors go to find big data on small companies. That's OTC.watch. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. It's been a little while. Last time he was on the show was January 2020. Inc. Magazine just recently recognized this company as a top 10 most innovative telecom solution to watch. Their third quarter, they crushed it at $5.4 million. Year over year, that's up over 400%. Plus, they increased guidance twice in 2022 going forward. The name of the company is Amplitech Group, Inc. They trade on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol AMPG. And with us today is the CEO, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Fawad Maqbool. Fawad, welcome to the show. And I don't know why it's been 2 years, but I'm glad to have you back.
Well, thank you very much, Everett. Good to be here. And it's been 2 years because we've been working very hard to grow the company.
Well, how did we get there? You know, how does your company plan to give your customers a competitive edge? Because it seems like you guys are taking somebody's market share in the environment that we're in. It's incredible.
Yes. We've been taking pieces of market shares from many different companies because, as you know, in all this technology, all the emerging technologies, they're all coming to a big crescendo of demand. And demand is there for communication systems, as you know, in many different facets.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, the product we make is in 99% of all communication systems today.
You know, I was looking at it, and you guys are kind of, you know, all over the place. I think you got five divisions. One division particularly I want to talk about is the amplifying division. Why do you believe that your amplifiers can solve the complex problems that face today in Internet of Things, artificial intelligent platforms moving forward?
Well, the number one reason is because what's called it's noise figure, right? So basically, the signal that travels across a territory or a space, that gets weaker and weaker as it goes further away from the source. We all know that, just like a radio station. And to pick that receiver signal up, it's very important to have a good receiver, a good quality receiver, and the noise figure is important because along the way, the signal picks up noise and gets weak. Now you have to amplify that signal and take the noise out of it. We make the best amplifiers in the world that do this, and as you know, it's important now, even getting more and more important in everyday communication systems like the cell phones, like the 5G systems that we have on cellular networks, like the satellite communication systems. All of them now need to have the capability to transmit very high-speed data and have a very clear signal for that. So these components are the most important part of any receiving system now.
You know, in the environment that we're in the last two quarters, you guys have literally crushed it. Who are some of your customers? And you guys don't have any kind of problems with supply chain?
No, actually, our technology is what we call thin film technology. It's electronics, microelectronics, and everything is done under the scope, under the microscope. So the components we use are not the conventional PC boards that you see out there. So the components are bare transistors. They don't have any packaging. They're not the kind of parts that wind up on PC boards or computer boards. So we don't have that kind of a shortage. We buy the bare transistor chips, but now we make our own. We make our own chips, and we put them into our amplifiers to make them much better than the rest of the world. So the end product is much better than the competitors.
How did you guys get to where you're at right now in the revenues? Who are some of your customers?
Our customers are the whole gambit. It's the Fortune 500s of all the original equipment manufacturers, all the way from Fortune 30 down to Fortune 500. These Raytheon, Lockheed, Northrop Grumman, L3 Communications, those are just to name a few of them. but they're all involved in radar systems, defense systems, satellite communication systems, and we make the best amplifiers for those systems, so they come to us for the best in the world and best in class performance that they can make their system better for.
You know, I want to change gears here for a second. I was reading an article, and I never knew that there was such a thing called fake 5G. What the heck is that? I've never even heard of that before.
Yeah, see, the most people, they hear 5G from all these carriers.
Right.
AT&T and all that, right? But you're really getting the wool pulled over your eyes, because these are not true 5G radios. They're basically, when you look at your phone and you do a speed test on your phone, you'll get some number anywhere from 2 megabit per second to maybe, if you're lucky, 80 megabits per second. What true 5G is 1,000 megabits per second. That's the true speed that you need to transport all this wireless data back and forth between communication systems. So on your towers, and so that you can get to your phone, it should read 1 gigabit per second. It's called gig speed. And then you can have, you know, many downloads in seconds rather than minutes. And you can have no dropouts in calls, like Zoom calls or anything like any communication device like laptops or anything else. So true 5G is really getting 1 gigabit per second speeds, and then also being able to have hundreds of users using your network at the same time without the speed going down. If you notice in your cable systems and everything else in your network, when there are a lot of people using it,
it goes down.
Your speed gets lower.
Slower. And lower. Yeah, I notice that all the time. So how can I fix that? Can I do anything about that?
Well, next year you will be able to, because we're going to be putting out our 5G radios next year that are going to be put into all these towers, and all the carriers will be able to retrofit their existing 3G, 4G, and fake 5G stuff to actually get true 5G compatibility with their existing towers. So that's one of our big plays. We're going to be actually building these using our own unique MMIC chips, the MMICs that we have used and converted our amplifier technology into.
You know, I was looking at one of the articles you guys put out, and I know this is kind of like a forward statement, but you guys are thinking about getting into the airplane business and the Wi-Fi. Explain.
Yes. So when you get into an airplane, you try to connect to any kind of connectivity for you downloading your emails and all that. You'll find out that you basically get disconnected many times during your trip, or not
True.
Get connected at all, right?
Right.
So that's because the infrastructure that exists right now on those planes, and they use cell towers to give them the signal, and you know that when you go over an ocean, there are no towers, right?
That's correct.
So you cannot have that kind of connectivity that you need. So now you have to move to satellites. Satellites have to provide the connection to the airlines, because when a plane's moving 500 miles an hour, you cannot lock into a cell phone tower. You have to lock onto a satellite.
Okay.
And to do that, you're going to need our amplifiers, because they are part of the antenna. It's a special antenna for 5G and high-speed data. And then you also need to have it on the satellite, so that now you cannot lose lock. The signal is so strong that you're going to stay connected going 500 miles an hour, and you can get these very high speeds, the same radios that we use for the towers to provide that speed. You're going to be able to get it in the satellites. So that's how everything's going to change.
And this is going to come out in 2023?
Well, this airline Wi-Fi will be similar radios as that will come out in 2023 for the cell towers. And a little bit later, maybe the following year or the end of 2023, we'll be introducing the antennas needed for all these airline Wi-Fi applications. But it's very similar, and it's almost the same technology that will convert the entire pipeline of 5G data.
MMIC chip. I don't quite understand it. I know you guys, that's your going to be one of your big flagship products in 2023. Where are we at in that process?
Well, we've already delivered and made our first trial of these MMICs. MMIC stands for Monolithic Microwave Integrated Circuits, ICs. So what they do is they take our amplifier that we normally have with connectors, and we reduce it down to a little tiny chip that can fit inside a cell phone, or it can fit inside the antenna arrays. Now you can go thousands of these LNAs and put that technology in there. So now we access the entire market and not just, you know, the big manufacturers that are using our connectorized modules. So we have now the capability of doing both sides of it. We can go into chips and antennas right into the antennas and components, but we'll sell thousands of chips for these applications. So the technology now goes from a small component into thousands of arrays and antennas. So yeah, this way we can proliferate our technology everywhere at a lower cost.
Well, I think you guys have an amazing, amazing company out there in New York. And I think you guys are just at the very beginning of your yield curve line. I mean, your market cap is under $25 million. Your stock's under $2.50. I mean, it looks like you're going to have a run rate of over $20 million, or at least close to that, $17, $18 million, if I read to that. And a very impressive company. That being said, what is it you want my listeners to take away from today's interview?
Well, I'd like them to stay tuned because we are part of the hockey stick of growth, basically in all areas, like quantum computing, for instance. We are one of the two suppliers in the world that's going to be able to provide amplifiers for quantum computing. And we all know what that is all about.
It's absolutely.
For IBM. They're going to need these computers to crunch all the data that you generate in your cell phones. You're going to get zettabytes of data. How can you crunch all that data? Only with supercomputers. We're one of two companies in the whole world that can make an amplifier that goes inside these cryogenically cooled computers. So that's one very important aspect of the growth, where it's coming from, emerging technologies. And we're in the thick of everything, 5G, quantum computing, and satellite communications. We all know how those are exploding, but we're enabling all of those areas. So our technology is going to become a very staple part of all these.
My guest today has been Amplitech Group, Inc. Look them up. They're on the fast and growing path, I believe. They're on the NASDAQ under the ticker symbol AMPG. Fawad, I want to thank you for stopping by and coming on the show. I don't want to wait another 2 years. I mean, all this news coming out, I'd like for you to come back on the show, you know, every 2 or 3 months and give us an update.
I would be glad to do that. Thank you very much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.